Welcome to Shep Talks. In this space, we invite folks who are or who have been part of the Shepherd Higher Education Consortium on Poverty to share valuable insights, experiences, and lessons they have learned throughout their time with Shep. My name is Jen Handy, and I am Shep's Director of Grants Engagement. Joining me today is Dr. Rachel Terman, Assistant Professor of Sociology at Ohio University. This semester, Rachel taught Sociology of Appalachia. I've invited her here to talk about how she designed the course, what she hopes students will get out of their class discussions, and some of her research on the area. Welcome, Rachel.
Hello, nice to be here.
I love being able to hear about different courses being taught across the consortium. It makes me want to sharpen some pencils and get a fresh notebook every time. I'm sure other people have the same impulse. I don't think, however, I've ever seen a course specifically focused on Appalachia, we all say it slightly differently, or intermingled. Can you share a little bit about that course?
Yes, well, we talk about that in that course, how to say Appalachia or Appalachia, however you say it. I grew up saying Appalachia, and I switched to Appalachia once I attended Appalachian State University for my master's degree, and they're very insistent down there that it's Appalachia, but I'm kind of more flexible, and I think that people across the region pronounce it in different ways, and I think the more people, the merrier in terms of people who are interested in the region and the issues in the region. So in that course, I try to focus on the Appalachian portion of the Ohio portion of Appalachia, since we're located in Athens, Ohio, and Southeast Ohio. There's actually quite a wide swath of Ohio that's included in the Appalachian Regional Commission as defined by the federal government, the Appalachian Regional Commission. And a lot of people don't necessarily think of Ohio when they think of Appalachia the first thing that comes to mind. But in our area of Southeast Ohio, we have a lot of former coal mining communities that are very typical in a socioeconomic way to a lot of the core region of Appalachia and West Virginia, Kentucky, Southwest Virginia, Tennessee, and Ohio. And so we look at kind of the economic history of the region, the cultural ideas and ideologies that people have about Appalachia, both inside the region and outside of the region. How the region has been constructed over time, why we have this place called Appalachia. Is it a place because there are mountains here? Is it a place because of a certain economic history, a social history? We talk about all those different factors that have influenced how we think of Appalachia and how we define Appalachia today. And then we also talk a lot about the social issues in the region of course, a lot of people associate Appalachia with poverty, and certainly there are many communities in Appalachia, and especially central Appalachia, that have higher poverty rates than the national average, for example, or have had persistent poverty, high levels of persistent poverty over time. And Athens County is one of those counties that we're in right now, that I'm in right now. So we talk about poverty, but I focused the course a lot on asset-based community development, and we have a major service learning project that's part of the course. And so as we're learning about some of the challenges of the region, I also encourage students to think about how those challenges are part of the region, are part of our national and even global landscape. And then also ways that people are actively responding to those challenges. So we work with a group called the Little Cities of Black Diamonds that has been a community-based group for over 25 years focused on historical preservation, cultural preservation, and celebration of the landscape and the environment and the assets that this area has to offer. And they are kind of a collection of many different former coal mining communities in the area. And they do a lot of programming on the history of the region. They do, before the pandemic, they had an annual Little Cities of Black Diamonds Day. It was a community festival where people from around the area came and some folks from outside of it. We get some folks from Columbus every year, and students participate help give some mini lectures about the topic. They have a theme every year, and the students research that theme. One year it was temperance and taverns, so looking at prohibition and the role of alcohol and spirits in the region. And one year was transportation, so we looked at all different kinds of aspects of transportation historically and currently. One year it was, I'm thinking about all the different of sports. We had a sports in the little cities year, which was really interesting in thinking about the role that sports play in our communities. And so anyways, students get involved with the organization, learn about, you know, how the organization operates, how a small organization with limited capacity can make a big impact on the community. And we get to, you know, travel outside of the classroom and go visit the people there. Since the pandemic happened, we switched to a virtual format for Little Cities Day. We made it a virtual week-long virtual history fest. And the students have been participating virtually too. It actually, you know, it was a challenge, but we've had some really meaningful engagements with the community and students through those virtual events as well. So we're hoping to get back out there with our feet on the ground this coming year, but we'll see what happens.
I fully understand. it's hard
and
to
I can't remember if I answered your question exactly.
You did great. Okay. I still want to sharpen my pencils and get a notebook. I will try and link some of those like maps and the organization in the notes for people to find.
Yeah, that's great.
What are some of the key insights you hope students will retain after the semester, or even possibly long after their time at Ohio or even in the region?
Yeah, so when I'm thinking about what I want students to take away from the course, over the years, I've kind of refined it to three questions that I want them to be able to answer. What is Appalachia? Who are Appalachians? And so what? And I think, you know, after taking my class, the Sociology of Appalachia, that I hope that students can answer each of those three questions. And they sound a little bit simplistic at first, but I kind of orient the content towards each of those questions. We're talking about all of them throughout the semester, but we might do a specific reading about demographic shifts in Appalachia over time that's focused more on who Appalachians are. We talk a lot about definitions in the beginning of the semester and the different borders and boundaries that have been proposed and used over time. So that's more about what Appalachia is. And then the so what question is what I think of as the real sociological question, and thinking about what, you know, why do we care about this? Why are we having a course called the Sociology of Appalachia? Why do we have this region? Why should we care about it? You know, what are the implications here for people in these communities and in our own community? And so we talk about those three questions throughout the semester, and then students write a final essay where they answer those three questions within their essay. And so it's yeah, again, it sounds maybe a little bit simplistic, but to actually define what Appalachia is, I always tell students, spoiler alert, I don't think there's one definition. And so it's a challenge for them to kind of think through all of the material that is presented to them and think about their own ideas and the knowledge that they have coming into the class in response to those questions, and then integrating that with their new knowledge that they gain during the course. And so we always have, I think that students are have some really interesting and insightful answers to those questions at the end of the semester. And so I think by, you know, kind of distilling it down to those three questions, that I hope, my hope is that students will always kind of carry those three kind of simple yet complex questions with them as they leave the class and as they go through their life in whatever capacity they maintain a connection to the region.
Yeah, those simple questions are never simple, are they? So as you mentioned, Ohio University is located in Appalachia, and many of the students participate in experiential learning opportunities off campus. So not only in this class, but in other capacities. How does this course and other similar courses prepare students to thoughtfully and respectfully engage with the surrounding community?
Yeah, so I think that that's one of my challenges as a faculty member and the person teaching this class is that students are coming to the area and to the subject matter from many different backgrounds. Some of our students are from the region, you know, have lived here their whole lives, and so have a lot of experience just from their personal lives in the region, but have never thought about the region in a kind of intellectual or academic kind of way. And that can be a challenge in terms of starting to think about how they might integrate those two different types of knowledges together and preparing for working with the community. And then also we have a lot of students from the more urban centers in Ohio, a lot of students from Columbus and Cleveland and Cincinnati areas. And those students also have previous knowledge about the region, but that might be, that is more limited than students who have grown up here. And so for example, one year when we were out working with our Little Cities group, we went to, I think it was the first time we went to visit the community, and we were walking around and kind of touring the town. And I said to one of my students, I said, well, have you ever been here before? And he said, he looked at me and he said, Dr. Turman, I've never been here before and I've never been anywhere this small before. He says, I've never been to a town that's this small before. So these are communities that have lost a lot of population since their the kind of boom days when the coal industry was set up. And so there are communities with, you know, just a couple hundred people, maybe even a couple dozen people living in them that we visit. And so I think it, having the experience for students to visit those communities and talk with the people who are living there and working there and who have lived there their whole lives in some cases, they just get to experience another kind of community, another type of place that they've never, that's off the beaten path for sure, and somewhere that they just not had the opportunity to visit before. The other thing I'll say about our relationship with the community in terms of the university space is that many students who come to our campus spend a lot of time on campus, but don't always have the opportunity to interact with just our Athens community, but even, you know, more broadly, the Southeast Ohio community. And so this is an opportunity, sometimes the first opportunity that students get to venture off campus or out of town. That gives them a really excellent experience and a better connection to the area where they do spend, you know, a significant amount of time during their college years. And I often hear back from, get a lot of feedback from students that they really appreciate that as well. The other aspect, I think, of this class that is important for preparing students for working with the community is that Appalachia is a place that is that has often been stereotyped in a lot of different ways in the mainstream kind of in mainstream media. And so I think we all grow up with some kind of references, even if we've never been to Appalachia before, we have a kind of idea in our mind of hillbillies or I don't know, the Beverly Hillbillies or whatever kind of cultural touchstone that comes to mind when you think about Appalachia. And that's true for people in the region and outside the region. We have a lot of content kind of up front in the beginning of the course, looking at the way that Appalachia has been stereotyped in both negative and positive ways. And we talk a lot, we have a lot of discussions about the extent to which some of those stereotypes are true, and also the vast majority of the time when those stereotypes are not true, and thinking about what that means for our learning and our engagement with the community.
Wonderful. So you not only teach about rural sociology and specifically Appalachian studies, you also do research in that area. Is there a specific project you have been working on that you hope to work on that you could tell us about?
Yeah, I have a kind of few different areas of research that I've worked on in the past, and my kind of main areas of expertise are on social identities in Appalachia and how people's individual identities of gender, race, sexuality, social class, age, etc., inform their relationship to their community and kind of orient them in different ways in terms of their sense of belonging and how they feel about their community and that kind of thing. And so with the work that I've done with Little Cities, I've been able to do some more research on age specifically and intergenerational work and how older and younger generations are connected to their communities in sometimes different ways, and but also how those generations are working together and how some of the work of older generations is being passed on to younger generations. I think that's especially crucial in communities where there has been a big population decline. And so a lot of times it's difficult for young people to see how they are connected to their communities or see where they fit in or their role in their community. So that's work that's been really important to me. And then I'm hoping to, as the pandemic hopefully abates, I'm hoping to start some more serious work on gender and care work in Appalachian communities, and thinking about the work that gets done that's sometimes paid and sometimes not paid, and how we keep communities running, and who's doing that type of work, and the kind of different institutions and different individual roles that people play in care work in our communities.
Great. Well, I know it's been probably a long semester, so thank you for joining us today on Shep Talks. I'm incredibly grateful that you were able to take the time and talk to us. So until next time, this is Shep Talks.